USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The search for survivors is continuing after a high-rise condo collapsed near Miami. At least 100 people are still missing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
It is really, really traumatic to see the collapse of a massive structure like that.
One person is confirmed dead. President Biden says they have a bipartisan deal on infrastructure. Ohio Republican Rob Portman.
This is roads and bridges, but also lots of other kinds of infrastructure, including broadband, including our water system and our rail system, all of which is good for the economy.
Originally, the president was asking for more than the $953 billion in the package.
But this reminds me of the days we used to get an awful lot done up in the United States Congress. We actually worked because we had bipartisan deals. Bipartisan deals means compromise.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
After much speculation, the vice president has announced she's heading to the southern border. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Vice President Harris is set to visit El Paso, Texas on Friday so she can get a look at the illegal immigrant surge at the border. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox News he's happy that the vice president is taking action and going down to the border.
Glad that she's going down to the border because that is part of her job portfolio, number one. And number two, the epicenter is down there in the lower Rio Grande, the lower part of my district down there.
Republicans argue that the vice president should have visited the border a long time ago. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Following the announcement of the infrastructure deal, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite both hit record highs, and the Dow Jones gained 322 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Since the Senate rejected an attempt to form a bipartisan commission to investigate the January Capitol riot, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's going to form a select commission.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all. The select committee will investigate and report on the facts and the causes of the attack, and it will report recommendations for the prevention of any future attack.
Pelosi says this is about getting to the truth. The State Department and the Pentagon are working on plans to evacuate thousands of Afghan citizens who worked for the U.S. during the 20-year war in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said, "We're taking this seriously. We know we have an obligation to these men and their families." More than 17,000 Afghan citizens who worked with the U.S. and allied forces during the war are eligible for resettlement in the U.S. under the Special Immigrant Visa Program. The problem is the process is slow, with the average wait time stretching over 3 years. Observers fear that the September 11th deadline for withdrawing the U.S. forces from Afghanistan puts the lives of America's allies at risk of being targeted by the Taliban after the departure. At least 50 of Afghan's 370 districts have fallen to the Taliban since May, according to the United Nations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.